The following comes to Media Biz Radio from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. It's a New Year's tradition. The finish of one of the world's most challenging ocean races, the Sydney to Hobart Yacht Race. Captain Matt Allen's new Ichiban yacht has been declared the overall winner of the 73rd running. More than 100 boats sailed in the 630 nautical mile race from Sydney to Hobart. A quarter of the entrants came from overseas, including a crew from Shanghai. It was the first team of sailors from mainland China to compete in the famous race down southeastern Australia. With an average age of just 24, the crew on board the yacht Derucci includes professional athletes and former members of China's special forces. Skipper Dongxing says back home, sailing continues to ride a wave of popularity.
Chinese people are becoming richer and richer, he says. Now more and more people can afford to buy a boat.
Britain, the Netherlands, and Australia dominated sailing at the Rio Olympics, but China, which won a silver medal, has lofty ambitions in a sport that requires money and motivation, according to Derucci's Australian coach, Ben Morrison-Jack.
You could probably draw some comparisons maybe with other sports that they've taken on. There's always a timeline, and sailing's a complex sport, so it'll take a while, but if they're committed to it, they'll win medals eventually, that's for sure.
The U.S. short track speed skating team is ready to compete on the ice next month at the Winter Olympics Games in Pyeongchang, South Korea. Mami Binet, a 17-year-old from Ghana who now lives in Reston, Virginia, will be the first African-American woman on the team.
I just hope that everyone, like, sees how fun this sport is when you can just, like, go fast and just, like, be awesome. Not saying I'm awesome or anything, just like, feel good about yourself. Be proud of yourself. That's it.
Binet's achievements have earned her fans from around the world, especially in West Africa, where skating isn't common. She hopes girls watch her and become inspired to pursue their own dreams.
Since speed skating or any ice sport isn't really an option back in Africa, I would just tell all the little kids back there just to find something that you love and be happy and just have fun with it.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week on VOAnews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.